Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls. This is your Masjid Quba. Are you ready and tucked into bed? Excellent. Well, tonight I will be telling you a wonderful bedtime story. A story from the Holy Quran. Tonight's bedtime story is The City of Iram. Now listen carefully. Once upon a time, in the land of Yemen, there was the city of Iram. Its buildings were great and flashy. Its gardens were lush, and its people were rich. Those who lived in Iram were very, very proud. They were powerful too. They loved their city too much and thanked Allah very little. Boys and girls, I have a question. Which great Islamic cities can you name? Okay. That's good. Well, let me tell you, I can name Mecca, Medina, there in Saudi Arabia, Damascus in Syria, Cairo in Egypt, and even Istanbul in Turkey. So, time passed and the city became greater and greater. The people would say,
"Who is stronger than us?"
Other people would say,
"Who else can build so high and farm so wide?"
They would also say,
"We are better than those before us."
And soon they completely forgot about Allah, our Lord. The people of Iram believed that they alone were mightier and stronger than the rest. They believed that they alone could not be stopped. But not everybody in the city was this proud. In this beautiful land, there lived a prophet called the Prophet Hud, alayhi salam. He loved Allah and reminded everybody about Allah. "O my people, worship Allah," said Hud alayhi salam. But those around him turned their backs. They did not believe him at all. The Prophet Hud alayhi salam said, "Don't you see that Allah is stronger than us? Don't you see that he made all of this for us?" But most people of Iram still turned away. They said,
"We are too powerful to be punished."
They laughed and said,
"Ha ha ha! If you are telling the truth, then punish us. We dare you."
The Prophet Hud alayhi salam said, "O Allah, help me. Help me and help those who believe." Soon, the heat of the city became all too much. The sun beat down on the dry earth. The streams and valleys started to disappear. Green fields turned brown. Leaves dried up and fell to the ground. Wild flowers drooped their heads. Even the animals cried with thirst. Yet, still, there was no water in sight. One day, a great dark cloud could be seen in the distance. The people of Iram saw it coming nearer and nearer. They said,
"Look, finally, a rain cloud!"
But they could not have been more wrong. This cloud was the beginning of the end. It was Allah's punishment to a proud people. Soon, a terrible wind swept through the city. It destroyed everyone and everything. Nobody was safe. Nobody except the believers. For 7 nights and 8 days, trees were lifted from their roots. People were thrown to the ground. Buildings came crashing down. Gardens were ruined. Houses were torn apart. And in the end, nothing but the believers remained. After that terrible wind, the mightiest of all people fell in their own land. They turned into dust and disappeared from the earth. Those who were left knew a lesson had to be learnt. They knew that even the biggest of all were small in the sight of Allah. They knew they had to be thankful, and they knew they had to be humble and respectful. Because who knows when Allah will take away what we love most. Subhanallah, another wonderful story. Right, boys and girls, now that we have finished this story, what does this story teach us? That's right. This story teaches us to always thank Allah for everything we have, no matter how big or how small. We always thank Allah. And when we have some shiny new toys, new games, gadgets, new clothes, we must always thank and remember Allah, because everything you have is from Allah. And Allah is the greatest, the most powerful. Wow, great story. Now, a reminder about our competition. The colouring activity sheets are here at Masjid Quba, waiting for you. So if you haven't already done so, why don't you ask your daddy, your brother, or come along with them and pick up the colouring sheets. Colour them in as best you can and show lots and lots of effort. Then once you've finished, simply add your name, your age, and your mummy or daddy's phone number, and return it to Masjid Quba by the end of Sunday, 15th November, because the lucky winners will receive a very special prize. So hurry. Ooh, one more thing. We will announce the winners live on Friday, 20th November. Now, boys and girls, it's nearly time to close your eyes and sleep. But before we do that, we have to do two things. The first thing, we have to say thank you to Allah. We have to say thank you for everything He has given us. So let's say it together. Ready? Okay. Thank you, Allah. The second thing we have to do is we have to pray the bedtime dua. This is very important. Now let's pray together. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Well done. That was very good. MashaAllah. Again, you have been wonderful listeners. Remember to pray the kalima with your mummy and daddy. Also, remember to be good and listen to your mummy and daddy. Hey, I can't wait to come back again on Tuesday for another amazing bedtime story. This is your Masjid Quba. Over and out. Assalamu alaikum.